Nelson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Kim joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Kim is with The Plus Company, and I was reading about your mission, which I love. You have a big event coming up that you want to talk about. But for people that don't know about The Plus Company, explain your mission.
So I'm a volunteer with The Plus Company, which is a nonprofit organization based in Nashua that serves adults with disabilities all over southern New Hampshire and Merrimack Valley. And the mission is really to empower adults with disabilities and maximize their independence. So we do that through educational classes, job training, daily living supports, residential supports, all kinds of programming for adults who need a little extra support.
You know, I think this is so important because I feel like, you know, when you're a kid and you have these things like people want to be helpful or whatever, mm-hmm. but as you grow, you age, you know, I have friends that work in this industry, in this world, who are, mm-hmm. you know, disabled adults, mm-hmm. and it just gets harder and harder for people to take seriously, for people to hear you, mm-hmm. how important something as simple as a ramp and a sidewalk is, and mm-hmm. I applaud you for what you're doing. What made you get into this?
Well, I myself have been involved with special education since I was in high school. You know, I was helping out in classrooms as, you know, a teacher's aide. And what happens after high school is, you know, these students turn 22, they age out of the school system, and a lot of them have kind of a sense of what happens now. They lose their sense of community. And so these adults with disabilities end up at a place like Plus Company, which is where a lot of the students that I got to know in Nashua end up as adults. And so I have sort of a natural connection to this community, and they hold such a special place in my heart. The people at Plus Company are incredible. I worked there for, you know, 2 full years before I was a volunteer. And I just have such a special place in my heart for the people that do the work they do.
What are some of the things that you hear from the people who Plus Company has helped along the way? Like, what do you hear from them about their success stories?
Oh, gosh, so much. For example, I worked in their career training services for a couple of years, and you see people that start thinking that they have no chance to be successful out in the working world. And by the end of, you know, an X number of weeks training program, they have full-time jobs. They're working at a hospital. They're working in an insurance office. They're working at a community services office. So these people are really being empowered to live full, independent lives by the people at Plus Company.
All right, let's talk about the event you guys have coming up, the 26th annual. That says something about an organization
really
been around for that long. So you're having a silent auction and dinner and dance. Where is this happening and when?
The silent auction, dinner, and dance is happening on November 16th at the Courtyard Marriott in Nashua, and it is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year.
What will happen there? What can we do there? Why should we go?
So many reasons. First of all, dinner. Everybody loves a dinner. The silent auction is an incredible event where you can bid on all kinds of items, event tickets. We have a beautiful necklace up for auction, things like that. All the funds go directly to Plus Company, and it's fun. It's a dinner. It's a dance. There's a performance by the Plus Company dance team, which is always a good time. Games, sponsors. It's just a really, really wonderful evening that everybody looks forward to for the full year.
Okay.
Plus there's cocktails.
Plus there's cocktails.
I mean.
If you want to get involved, you want to find out more about the organization, maybe you know somebody that needs their services, or you want to volunteer, or you want to give some money. So what you do is you can go to pluscompany.org is the website. That is Plus Company. Don't put the in front of it. It's pluscompany.org. You can find out all about their mission and then also find out how to get involved with the big party there happening on November 16th at the Courtyard Marriott in Nashua, New Hampshire. Kim, thank you for coming on. You are all now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye, guys.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you've got something going on in your life, and we want to hear about it. We want to share it. We want to talk about it. And it could be, you know, an organization that you're volunteering with, or, you know, something great happened at your job or in your personal life. You know, just something that you're like, wow, this is kind of cool, and I want to share it.
Your kid made it through the first month of school, and you didn't have to hurt him real bad. mean, there's all sorts of wins around here.
Small victories are the best victories.
Yep.
So if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can call or text us in the studio at 617-931-1234. Again, 617-931-1234. We can schedule it. We can record it. You can do it whenever. We'll make it super simple for you to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. Again, 617-931-1234. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Okay, so what if you take Biggie Smalls and Reading Rainbow and put them together?
I'm going to fall in love with you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything.
Yup.
Reading rainbow slaps, Kennedy.
Reading rainbow.
That is good.
Reading rainbow. I learned something new today that I didn't know. Is that they redid the song in 2001.
Uh-huh.
And Chaka Khan did it.
Oh, wow. Is that her right there singing?
I don't think so. That's the original singer, but... Mm-hmm. But it was really interesting.
Very cool.
I didn't know that.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Sean Diddy Combs is accused by federal authorities of multiple sex crimes, and he was denied bail again, sent back to jail. His lawyers describe as horrific. That's the way they're describing the jail.
It's not a nice place, but who cares?
It's not supposed to be.
Thank you.
It's jail.
Mm-hmm.
Emily D. Baker is the internet's go-to entertainment legal analyst, a self-professed law nerd who you can find on the Law Nerd app, and the only person that you're going to hear who was in the courtroom yesterday during this process. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. I was in the courtroom for his original arraignment. Yesterday, it was just the judge really quickly saying denied again.
Mm-hmm. What was it like being in there?
And so I was there for the full detention hearing.
What was it like?
He came in uncuffed, but like had his hands behind his back as if he was handcuffed. It was so strange. I'm like, you're uncuffed. Why are you pretending that you're handcuffed? But he was still in the clothes he was arrested in, gray sweatpants, black shirt, and was stoic through the entire thing, but then was engaging with his lawyers, was nodding along as they were arguing, and really was looking like he was trying to be part of the process, but did not seem surprised that he did not get bail.
So with all of these charges, it's a whole lot to dig through, and a lot of people like Aubrey O'Day have been saying this for years, that he is not a good person, that these things have been happening and was a badly kept secret, much like Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein. What are your thoughts here? How is this going to be a really long trial? Do you think he'll take some... What do you think will happen?
Well, we saw a lot of this also in the Cassie lawsuit. And I'm sorry, my voice all of a sudden decided it was going to be a challenge. We saw a lot of this in the Cassie lawsuit from him. And he's facing, at a minimum, 15 years prison, at a maximum, 2 life counts. There's not going to be a plea here. A lot of people were involved in facilitating this. I'm sure a lot of people we will see taking plea deals, working with the government to make sure that he goes down.
Right.
I think we're going to see a trial on this. I don't know how long it will be, but with the RICO allegations, you can bring in a ton of past history, but it's only 3 charges. But the RICO allegation is like the R. Kelly of it all, and it brings in everything. So that's really where it's going to be difficult for him.
One of the things that came out over the past couple of days is that they found 1,000 bottles of baby oil or whatever lubricant in his home. And I'm kind of curious.
Well, baby oil and lube. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you think that information got out as a on? Do you think they leaked that on purpose? Like, how does that information get out? Because we've heard nothing until...
Well, we heard about they had guns. We heard that they, of all the things they took from his house, that was just part of the list, wasn't it?
It's just the craziest part. That's why it stands out.
It is, but the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York put that out in his press conference. Like, he was making clear this wasn't an accident. The activities in hotel rooms that were going on that were not by choice by the victims were a huge part of the RICO charges.
Mm-hmm.
That information is solidifying that this was still ongoing. This is not what was happening in the 90s, in the early 2000s. This was ongoing to the point that he was still stocked up for it when his homes were searched in March. Yeah.
That's okay. That makes a lot of sense then. What were we going to say, Dan?
And Emily, one of the things that stands out to me with all of this is Diddy wasn't at these parties by himself. You know, there's scuttlebutt that there's a lot of big celebrity names that are going to eventually come to light through the process of this trial. And I'm just curious, from a legal standpoint, like, how is that going to happen? Or will they be able to, like, redact their names? Or is everybody getting blown up here?
There are allegations that this was happening even at, like, his famous white party in the Hamptons. But it's all on video. So it's not just that names might come out. There are videos of a lot of these things. So I'm curious to see what will come out. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are uneasy knowing that those videos are in the hands of the government.
This is going to just be ugly.
Yeah,
ugly.
It's going to be crazy.
And what he did was it's awful.
His lawyers are already leaning into that. He was in relationships with people, that this is the way that they engaged in their relationship. It's so, so far off from what the government is alleging. But also, those government allegations mirrored the civil lawsuits. Of course, he is innocent in the eyes of the law until proven guilty. But we have seen these allegations from multiple people again and again and again.
Yeah,
you were in the courtroom again as all of this was happening with Diddy. Did you see any celebrities that were there to support him? Because it seems like from the outside looking in that nobody
he is on an island.
Yeah, that nobody's out there to help him.
Everyone
and he has a lot of people in his circle that are very famous.
No, it was his kids and other family members, and then media.
Yeah, I don't see anybody sitting on his side.
Okay, so we have Emily.
I don't think so either with everything that's come forward, because they knew.
People knew.
All right, we have Emily D. Baker on with us. You can find her on the Law Nerd app, a prior L.A. deputy district attorney, and really keeping a close eye on everything that's going on with Diddy. But we had some breaking news overnight and into this morning regarding the Karen Reed case.
Yeah.
And I know your voice is absolutely shot, and we appreciate you and we love you. Can you stick around for like 5 or 10 more minutes so we can talk to you a little bit about what's going on with the Karen Reed trial?
Yes.
Thank you. Go get some tea. I know. I want to let her go, but then I need some Karen Reed updates too. All right, we'll do that coming up next with Emily D. Baker on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
How about this for a headline this morning, Kennedy?
Go ahead.
Whitey Bulger's former attorney named special prosecutor to lead Karen Reed's second trial.
Yeah.
I mean, you just could not write this if it were a movie. To be any more salacious. We have our good friend Emily D. Baker, the internet's go-to entertainment legal analyst. Don't forget, you can find her on YouTube and then also on the Law Nerd app. Actually, from New York this morning, has been in the courtroom for all the proceedings Diddy. And then we get this bomb dropped on us this morning. Emily, what did you think when you saw that headline?
I was surprised to see the connection to Whitey Bulger, but I am happy that they are bringing in a special prosecutor and a fresh pair of eyes to this case. I think it needs it. Also, it's always helpful to have a full reevaluation of a case going into a second trial. I wonder how much the former prosecutor on the case will be involved, because it says he's leading the prosecution team. So I wonder if we'll still see Adam Lally and the other prosecutors on the case working on the case, but not leading in court. So it's interesting to see a special prosecutor coming in for the retrial, but I wonder if it's going to help shape this case.
It says in the story I read here that he'll be working with Lally, McLaughlin, and whatever. But as you say, who's going to lead and who's not?
Yes. If he's leading the case, we might see him leading in court. And I think that that's needed if this does go to a retrial. But again, fresh eyes, when they are still going through investigations of like Trooper Proctor's work phone, are needed in this case.
Are they going to change venues, do you think?
There haven't been any motions yet. I think Karen Reed's attorneys are going to wait until they see how their appeal goes.
Kennedy brought up an interesting fact. He lost that case with Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger ended up in jail for a very long time.
Life is the word.
Yeah.
Till the end of it, in fact.
Most defense attorneys lose quite a lot of their cases. A lot of prosecutors don't bring cases that are even difficult. They tend to bring the cases that they think they're going to win. It's why you see federal prosecution offices having like a 99% win rate, because they only bring the cases that they're going to win. So that doesn't necessarily mean he's not a great attorney.
Right.
And again, we see that with Alan Jackson, who was very successful as an LA prosecutor, but does not have quite the same success rate as a defense attorney, but it doesn't mean he's not doing a good job as a defense attorney. He had a very strong thoughts about this as well that he shared in a statement yesterday.
Emily, as someone who has experience in the district attorney's office, when you saw this news, were you like, oh yeah, that's what they needed to do? And what did you think about how the prosecution handled the first trial?
So as a legal commentator, I was like, oh, this is really interesting. But as a former prosecutor, I wonder if I'd be a little insulted if they brought in somebody from outside the office to help me retry a case unless I had asked for it. And that could always be the case. Adam Lally was doing every single witness himself. I commented on it throughout the trial, how much work that is and how he should have had someone else handling some witnesses. I hope that fresh eyes are welcome. I hope that it will help the prosecution tailor down their case. There was a lot of moments in that trial that could have gone faster, that didn't need to linger. But then when we got to the state's experts, there were some experts that just weren't great.
Do you think, what was the question I wanted to ask and I just forgot about it? I can't remember what the question I had.
Because I was talking too much.
No.
We're talking in circles over here.
No.
About Alan Jackson's statement?
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah, you had said that earlier.
Hey.
She's so good.
We brought it back.
She can even read your mind.
What did he say? I didn't catch this.
He had released a statement to the media outlet that the waste of taxpayer monies on a special prosecutor when this case should be dismissed was a misuse of funds, essentially, from Adam Morrissey, or not Adam Morrissey, Michael Morrissey. So he was unhappy that they were using money to bring it in. But this is the direct quote. The news that Michael Morrissey has decided to use taxpayer funds to hire an outside lawyer to prosecute this case speaks volumes about his confidence in his own team. They can bring anyone they want to court. We will beat this unjust prosecution just like we did last time. Like we said to Mr. Morrissey previously, do your worst. We'll see you in court. So very strong words from Karen Reed's attorneys.
How much do you think Alan Jackson's getting paid?
Quite a lot. Yeah, quite a lot.
Full stop. Have a nice day.
It's worth every penny.
See you in trial.
I don't think he bills for taking shots at Michael Morrissey. I think he enjoys that part.
Right. Yeah.
And one last question. Will any of the people losing their jobs from the first trial, the police officer specifically, be allowed to be brought up in the retrial?
Well, Carson, I can't tell you what a mess this is going to be for prosecutors, because some of them are necessary witnesses. So I don't know how they're going to avoid it. It's going to be a mess. They are so far away from this retrial, but with all the things that have come out, with people being terminated, it's going to be very hard for prosecutors going forward. Some of those witnesses they have to call, and it's not going to be a good look when they have to explain that they've been fired because of their action in this case. Mm. It's not good.
All right. And they're talking January 2025, right?
That's the current trial date, but appeals can take some time. I imagine that if that appeal's not done, Karen Reed's attorneys are going to want to wait on the retrial because that is exceedingly expensive. Wait on the retrial till the appeal is done. But that's the date set now. That date I would look at as a more flexible date, not a super firm trial date.
Gotcha. You're a rock star. Thank you for getting up. Yeah. I know you're in New York and getting
Please
after
Please have some tea.
Yes.
I need to go find some. I was fine when I first answered the phone, and then my voice just went, not today, girl.
Hydrate them vocal folds, girl. You'll be good.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Emily D. Baker. Make sure you look for her on social media at The Emily D. Baker, also on YouTube.
And yeah, she was literally sitting outside of the courtroom yesterday, like just talking. It was
incredible.
So fascinating to watch.
Yeah. You can also find her on the Law Nerd app. It tells you, you know, whenever she's going to go live on her YouTube channel.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All this week, we are bringing back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy for a shot at redemption.
Redemption week.
Santiago, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me and Kara here.
Yes, your wife is here who is expecting twins.
Yes, we are.
How is that making you feeling?
Nervous. More nervous than being here.
Twice as nervous as normal would be,
No,
I
we're
guess.
Very excited and, you know, take it as it comes.
Are these your first kids?
Correct.
Ooh.
First grandkids for the families.
0 to 100 real quick.
Do
real
you know boys or girls, or are you saying?
Two boys.
Two boys.
Yes.
Kara's moving into a locker room.
She'll love being
That's
a boy
That's
better
mom. Than 2 13-year-old girls at the same time. I'm just saying.
Kara, you're going to learn so many wrestling moves throughout the years.
Santiago, what was the score when you beat Kennedy before?
I believe it was 5-4.
Oh, Nail okay.
Biter.
All right. Will
Nail
you kick Kennedy out of the studio,
Kennedy,
please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
In this...
All right, little
the
fist bump there.
Yeah. The soundproof thing actually exists.
Yeah, it does. There it is right there. So
we wouldn't lie to you, Santiago.
I'm just kidding.
Five trivia questions all about pop culture. You know that already. You get more right than Kennedy win. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Says she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Jimmy Fallon celebrating his 50th birthday today. Name this Boston-based movie that he starred in alongside Drew Barrymore back in 2005. Take a listen.
I am a Red Sox fan.
Yeah?
No, I'm like a big, big Red Sox fan.
I know. I mean, I've been to your apartment, seen the Red Sox dish towels and glasses and the Yankee toilet paper. It's like you live in a gift shop.
It's worse.
Name the movie?
That would be Fever Pitch.
You're in a Red Sox hat. I would hope so.
And Kara's a huge Jimmy Fallon fan also.
Speaking of Drew Barrymore, she dressed like the dude during her interview with Jeff Bridges. What is the dude's drink of choice in the movie The Big Lebowski?
White Russians.
Gwen Stefani is releasing her fifth album, Bouquet, November 15th. No word if it's country. But as we said earlier, she is wearing a cowboy hat on the cover. Gwen has only ever had one song reach number one. What was the name of the song? Kara really is like trying to help out over there.
No.
Got anything?
I'm going to go with Hollaback Girl.
Dolly Parton had this to say about Beyonce getting zero nominations from the CMA Awards. There are so many wonderful country artists that they probably thought, well, we can't really leave some of those out and spend their whole life doing it. What is the name of Beyonce's country album?
Cowboy Carter.
She is mouthing that to you so hard.
Question number five. David Schwimmer was offered the lead in Men in Black before Will Smith, but he turned it down to direct a movie. While it could have changed his career, he says, quote, you have to follow your gut. He played Ross on Friends. What is Ross's profession? What does he do for a job?
He's a paleontologist.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How did you end up listening to Can't Beat Kennedy? I know you said you like to listen to it every day. What brought you to the show?
Kara probably got me into it.
Yay, Kara!
I listen mostly to podcasts. I got sick of radio, kind of like, I don't know, sports talk kind of became boring too. It just so Kara got me into. We love pop culture. We love trivia. We love your guys' like relationship, like on air, your friendship, everything. You know, so it just kind of drew us to it. And every day,
I love it.
The 8:45 hour, definitely.
They call each other apparently after the game is over to see how they each did.
Isn't that so the most wholesome. Adorable thing you ever heard?
I cry real easy these days, so if we can move along, that'd be great.
We're not making it up either.
I know you're not.
Santiago got 5 out of 5, Kennedy.
Come on!
Well, Kara assisted. It was a tag team.
Oh, wow. Well done, friend.
These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Are you ready?
The drama.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon turns 50 today. Name this Boston-based movie he starred in alongside Drew Barrymore in 2005. Take a listen.
I am a Red Sox fan.
Yeah?
No, I'm like a big, big Red Sox fan.
I know. I mean, I've been to your apartment, seen the Red Sox dish towels and glasses and the Yankee toilet paper. It's like you live in a gift shop.
It's worse.
Fever pitch.
Speaking of Drew Barrymore, she dressed like the dude during her interview with Jeff Bridges. What is the dude's drink of choice in the movie The Big Lebowski?
A White Russian.
Gwen Stefani's releasing her fifth album. She's only ever had one song reach number one in the country. What is it?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Holler Back Girl?
Take your time, Kennedy.
Holler Back Girl is what I'll say.
That's what you're going with?
Yep, that's what I'll go with.
Dolly Parton had this to say about Beyonce getting 0 nominations from the CMA Awards. She said there's so many wonderful country artists that they probably thought, well, we can't really leave out some of the ones that spent their whole life doing that. What is the name of Beyonce's country album?
I got this wrong once already. Cowboy Carter.
David Schwimmer was offered the lead in Men in Black before Will Smith, but he turned it down to direct a movie.
Thank God.
Could have changed his career. He says, quote, "You have to follow your gut." Of course, he played Ross on Friends. What is Ross's profession? What does he do for a living?
He's a paleontologist.
All right, let's go through this. Question number one, you said fever pitch. That is correct. Question number two, you said a White Russian. Yes, that is correct. I'm going to skip question number three. Question number four, you said Cowboy Carter. You got that right. Question number five, you said paleontologist. And for question number three, you guessed Hollerback Girl, Kennedy. Great guess. That is correct.
Wow. I thought for sure you had me, buddy.
That was my guess, too.
I thought I only got three right. Wow. Well done, sir. Well done.
Battle for the ages.
A text from the 351. Can't be Kennedy converting podcast listeners back to radio. Let's go.
It's why we're here. Yes.
Well, Santiago and Kara, we appreciate you guys listening. Seriously. We really do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we really mean it.
You so much goodness with the new babies coming and all of it.
And we love that our people that are part of our radio family listen to the show are adding more to our radio family. Two more listeners, Kennedy.
It's not too late to name your twins Carson and Kennedy. Yeah. That was in the contract if you lost Redemption Week.
Yeah. You missed that in the fine print. All right, Santiago, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Santiago from Mansfield, and thank you guys, but I can't beat Kennedy.
This time.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.